One of the more hotly contested Fairbanks area state legislative races is in House District 7. As Dan Bross reports from member station KUAC in Fairbanks, the contest features incumbent Republican Mike Kelly against political newcomer Democrat Carl Castle.
Mike Kelly has a reputation for expressing his conservative views in no-nonsense, sometimes politically blunt words. His comments during a committee meeting on a domestic violence bill last session, which included accusing women of shacking up with abusive men, generated negative feedback.
I said that the men of Alaska had to do a better job of protecting the women of Alaska, and that women, for their part, had to stop making what I said at the time, stupid decisions. I probably should have said better choices, but you get the point.
Kelly, who later apologized for his remarks, says his heart is in the right place.
You know, my passion is definitely in the right spot. I'm a protector of women, children. I'm a protector of life from the womb to the tomb.
Kelly drew public ire again this summer for demeaning comments related to the energy relief proposals being considered during a special legislative session. His opponent in the election, political newcomer Democrat Carl Castle, says Kelly, who ultimately voted for energy relief, was out of touch with people on the issue.
He spoke very strongly against all the options for energy assistance, all those programs, and called them welfare and morphine. And I think that that quote, the welfare and morphine quote, upset me. I thought that was disrespectful.
Castle is recently retired from heading up the Fairbanks Borough Parks and Recreation Department and has served leadership roles in a number of local trails and sports organizations. He says his listening and consensus-building experience outside politics would be a plus in Juneau.
What really got me involved here was believing that our current legislator is not representing our district. He votes his mind, which I understand the concept of doing that, but his interests don't necessarily correspond with the diversity that's in District 7.
Castle says public servants sometimes need to push their personal views aside to fairly represent constituents. Castle offers a fresh voice and perspective, while Kelly boasts a record of accomplishment on tough issues, including oil tax reform and overhaul of the state employee retirement system. Kelly and Castle agree that a range of energy infrastructure projects are needed to bridge the state to future mega projects like a North Slope gas pipeline or Susitna Power Dam. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.